time for the deposition. Yep, we've got the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial this week, starting April 11th.
Yep.
So we're going to delve into that just a little bit. I said I wasn't going to do it. I said I wasn't going to go there. Definitely don't want to get arrested for terroristic threats. However, certain things have happened. Certain statements have been made that need to be addressed. But before we do that, last week we said that episode would be edited. Unfortunately, we had some technical difficulties. The editor had some technical difficulties, so that didn't happen. We're going to try again this week and see what happens now.
Yeah.
Anything else? By the way, I'm Jen.
I'm Barry. Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I am fired up.
Yeah. You know, I knew when I sent you that link yesterday, I was like, oh, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't do this.
I got
it
like 6:30 this morning.
Yeah. Yeah. And
it needs to be addressed. It really does. I'm sitting here.
Are we
right
gonna
now.
Say her name?
I have to.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think we can get away with calling her the turd the entire time. but I'm sitting here looking at, and I've got numerous photos in my own photo collection. Mm-hmm. Once again, I have more photos of Johnny Depp than Pinterest. But I have many, many, many pictures of Johnny bruised.
Yeah.
Black eyes, busted lip, cigarette burns. As a matter of fact, I've got a picture right here in front of me where he's got a big cigarette burn on his cheek. Yeah, I don't think he did that to himself.
Right.
No, not likely. I mean, if
so I guess let's give some context. So, in anticipation of the trial beginning on Monday.
Right. And, guys, by the way, we're recording this a bit early, so.
Yeah. Amber Heard released a statement.
And I intend to read the statement in its entirety, no matter how badly it makes me want to throw up.
Yeah. So, that's what we're starting off with today. And, yeah, I know for a while we've kind of said, well, we don't want to delve too much into this. But with the trial starting, that's going to be a lot of attention.
Starting crap.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. I do think, you know, it makes sense to at least touch on it for one episode. And then hopefully the trial
to cool my jets and not end up in jail.
Yeah.
And
hopefully, you know, Johnny.
Hey, truth
will finally,
I gotta believe that it's going to come out and they
I hope
will
so.
Be able to prove that Johnny was telling the truth the whole time.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest issue is the proof. We all know that he's not like that. We all know.
Yeah.
He's not an abuser. His ex-wives, his ex-girlfriends, his friends, his people that he works with on set, his producers, his directors, everybody in the universe who knows this man, besides Amber Heard,
yeah,
states that that is not like him. That is not who he is. That is not part of his makeup.
Yeah. And for me, even more important than all the character witnesses is the fact that there are audio recordings of her admitting that she hit him and abused him and making fun of him.
Audio recordings notwithstanding, there's hospital records where he
yes.
came in where she threw a damn bottle at him and cut his damn
yes.
finger off.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, to me, I mean, there's evidence. I mean, hard evidence that shows that she was an abuser, and there is none that shows he was.
Except for
there's
her
some pictures.
Fake-ass pictures.
Right.
Then she decided to use Miss Clairol and friggin' Maybelline
yeah.
to construct.
Right.
So, you know, we all know how that goes. And even her best friend at the time said that she faked it, that the pictures were fake, and that she helped her do it.
Right.
So, don't get me started. I am so mad about this.
I we can tell. So,
It is grossly unfair.
It
for
is.
For someone who is as good, as kind, as generous, as wonderfully warm-hearted as Johnny Depp to be drugged through something like this. His only mistake was marrying the wrong fucking bitch.
Well, what makes it really bad to me is there are so many women for so many years and still today who are actually
abused. And they're afraid to speak out.
Yes.
And she, Amber Heard, who's never been hit a day in her life, if her daddy would have beat her ass, she might not have turned out this way.
Yeah.
But never, never been abused. Yeah. And she's the spokesperson for abused women.
Yeah.
That is not only sad, it's pathetic.
Yeah. I just think it, because there are still people out there who, when women come forward, there are people who say, oh, that, you know, she's just making it up.
And
when people actually make it up,
yeah,
it's...
That is why this is such a big deal.
Yeah.
And once they prove that Amber was lying the entire time, this is going to set abused women back.
Yeah.
50 years.
Yeah.
You know, she wants to talk about how she's there for the women, and, you know, this is all about them and how women are abused and have to deal with this every day and blah, blah, blah. And she just feels like it's her need and her, you know, she's got to speak up. And when she is proved as a liar, it is going to set abused women back so many years. She is doing so much damage, not just to Johnny, but to those women.
Yeah.
And that is, that's, oh.
Did they ever prove whether or not she actually gave the money that she got to a charity?
I do not know. I believe that is part of this trial.
Okay.
This trial as well.
I know Johnny had accused her of not having done it.
As far as the records showed, at the time of the last trial, she had not.
Right.
But, like I said, that I am not 100% on that, so I'm not going to say one way or the other.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that's, yeah.
You know, I am trying very hard not to bring forth anything that I don't know as fact.
Right.
But, you know, I'm sorry. The evidence is overwhelming.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to Amber's statement.
Okay.
quote, I'm going to go offline for the next several weeks. As you may know, I'll be in Virginia where I face my ex-husband, Johnny Depp, in court. Johnny is suing me for an op-ed I wrote in the Washington Post in which I recounted my experience of violence and domestic abuse. I never named him. Rather, I wrote about the price women pay for speaking out against men in power. Let me pause right here.
Yeah.
Let's see. Johnny got kicked off of the J.K. Rowling series. Johnny got kicked off of the Pirates of the Caribbean series. Johnny got basically excommunicated from Hollywood. And Amber is still starring in Aquaman 2. Which one fucking suffered?
Yeah. Well, and I think it's interesting that she points out, oh, I never mentioned him by name.
Of course not.
You know.
That actually restricts the libel. Because
yeah.
She did not mention him by
yeah.
name.
I mean, the fact that she, I don't know. To me, that's like, you know, kind of a eh. Kind of a sticking it to you.
It really is.
You know, because she's not saying, oh, if she had said, not only did I not mention it, but I actually wasn't even referring to him, then that'd be, oh, it's all over. But no. She says, oh, no, I didn't mention it by name.
Oh,
but you, but when you.
How many ex-husbands have you had, sweetheart?
Exactly. I mean, it's.
And considering this is right after you got out of the relationship with him?
Yeah.
Or after he got out of your freaking snake-like clutches. Sorry, snakes, I didn't mean to down you.
Yeah.
But yeah, really, come on.
Okay.
She goes on to say, quote, I continue to pay that price.
Mm-hmm.
See the aforementioned who got kicked out of Hollywood.
Right.
But hopefully, when the case concludes, I can move on and so can Johnny. Honey, let's hope to God he can move on and get the hell away from you.
Yeah.
I have always maintained a love for Johnny. And it brings me great pain to have to live out the details of our past life together in front of the world. Really, it didn't hurt you so badly when it was just in front of, you know, your friends and his.
Well,
you
and
know,
she
the
was...
world, oh my goodness, people you've never met and don't care about, as opposed to family, friends, people you've known your entire life. Gee, I wonder which one makes more difference.
You know, because, I mean, we are in agreement that we believe that she made up this stuff. And so for her to have written the op-ed in the first place,
it was,
just
it was
to
a
her
way
yeah.
to get her name out there. She was starting to slump. She got into the movie with Johnny. That kind of worked, and then she married him, and that kind of didn't work, and all of a sudden her career was going downhill. Oh my God, gotta do something. Let's call the sweetest man in the world a fucking abuser. Hey, that'll get me some publicity. Publicity, it got you, bitch. I just hope it doesn't go too far.
Yeah.
Now, she continues to say, at this time, I recognize the ongoing support I've been fortunate to receive during these years, and in these coming weeks, I'll be leaning on it more than ever. Yeah, bitch, go ahead and run back to what's-his-name's arms, because don't none of the rest of us want you.
Yeah, so I guess she's completely... I don't even know if she's still friends with Elon Musk. I mean, he's married now.
Oh, I don't know. Doesn't even matter.
That's true.
I mean, except for the fact that he actually stepped out and stood up for her. When her best friend fucking said that she's the one who was making the shit up.
Well, and she was fucking him while she was with Johnny. I mean, if you've ever seen...
Cheating is not...
Well, I know, but it does kind of go into her character, though. And if that you've does. Seen, I've seen the video of her with Elon Musk in the elevator, and I mean, you can't tell me they were just friends.
Friends so, don't kind of treat people that way.
Right.
They don't treat other friends that way.
Yeah.
And then, of course, in March 2015, which was when all of this started coming to a head, was when, Johnny ended up in the hospital. Because he had the tip of his finger cut off and a cigarette burn on his face.
Right.
Now, he didn't do that himself.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
So, as a matter of fact, it kills me that there are still people out there who believe her trash. I mean, all you have to do is open your eyes. Listen a little bit, and don't take sides until you hear it all.
Yeah.
Because I did. I was just livid and upset and pissed off and mad when I heard that Johnny had been beating Amber.
Yeah.
Oh, it broke my heart. It hurt me so bad because he's always been this wonderful, pure, loving, caring, generous icon.
Right.
But then I started hearing the other side, and there was no way that I could believe Amber's story after hearing everything else. I've been abused, okay? I've been beaten. I've been locked in rooms. I've been locked in closets, okay? I've been through more crap than she has any idea of. I've been one of those women, and I know how it is. Oh, broke my heart. But then I found out that 90% of everything she said was provably false.
Right.
Okay? Provably false.
Yeah.
Now, it's that last 10% that we've got the issue with, because the only two people that were in that room were Johnny and Amber.
Right.
And unfortunately, because of the stigma and the notoriety and everything about this case, people are more inclined to believe the woman.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. I think a lot of people, they, especially now when I think all of us, we're aware that for so long victims were kind of not listened to. Now I think all of us, we want to give the victim or the alleged victim every possible doubt.
And see, that's the thing about the whole Believe Men Too movement.
Right.
Men are not as commonly abused as women.
Oh, yeah.
But it happens, and it happens much more often than anybody really wants to think about. They think, okay, you've got a 110-pound girl and a 220-pound man.
Right.
Yeah, he's not going to stand for that. But yet, if he raises his hand to protect himself, to defend himself, and to get her off of him, all of a sudden, he's the abuser.
Yeah.
Now, that is the only situation I could see where Johnny would have raised his hand to her would have been to get her away from him, to get her off of him, and to protect himself. And if he did that, baby, bravo.
Yeah.
You should have knocked your dick in the dirt is what you should have done. But you didn't.
Yeah.
You know, you were sweet, you were nice, you were caring, you were loving, and you were kind. Unfortunately, those things actually go against you at this point.
Yeah. So is that her whole statement?
That was her whole statement.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, it's absolutely, I will not, cannot, and just there's no way that they will come back and agree with Amber having heard all of the audio, seen all of the video, heard the reports from the friends that know Amber was lying. The photo shoot actually is physical proof. She had pictures of bruising on her body, on her face. And then the very next day did a swimsuit photo shoot.
Yeah.
And was jumping around and running around and didn't have any problems with sore muscles and didn't have any bruises and didn't have any, no swelling. And I'm sorry, makeup can do a whole lot. There's not a lot it's going to do for swelling.
Right.
I've had a black eye. I've had several. And yeah, the swelling doesn't just go away.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the pictures of Johnny's injuries. I mean, you could see them for a while.
And you could see. That there was an attempt.
Yeah, to cover it. Yeah.
To cover it.
Yeah.
I can pull up several.
So I know he's suing for money. I think it's like $50 million or something.
He ought to get every dime plus some.
Yeah, which I believe he's lost more than that. Just, I mean, because the new movie where Mads Mikkelsen is taking over the role of Grindelwald, right. It comes out this next weekend.
Those movies, he was getting between 10 and 20 million just for showing up.
Yeah. And
you know, no offense to Mads, because he's a great actor.
Oh, yeah, he's fantastic.
He's great, and I think he'll do great in the role.
I agree.
He has any choice.
Yeah.
But the fact that they removed Johnny from that role because of these accusations.
Yeah.
And she wants to talk about the damage. No, the only damage that she is suffering is that she's brought upon herself.
Yeah.
You know, I can't believe that, what's his name, Aquaman.
Jason Momoa.
Thank you. I love him too. I think he's a great actor. I refuse to watch anything he's in ever again. I'm sorry. And I'm sure my little 1350 at the movie theater is not going to break him.
Right.
And it won't. But I will not support someone who supports her. I will not do it. Same reason I don't do Chick-fil-A. Same reason I don't do Jimmy John's. There are certain things that I refuse to support, and she is one of them.
Yeah, at this point, I mean, well, of course, I went and saw Dune, but, you know, I've been waiting for that Dune movie my whole life.
Well, yeah, that's Dune, that's you.
Yeah.
Not going to a remake of Labyrinth or something.
Right. I mean, I kind of give him a little bit of a pass just because I assumed that he was friends with her from working on Aquaman. And so he's probably coloring his view.
With,
yeah,
I wouldn't consider them friends because I know they're liars and cheats.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
I know that you can't trust them any more than you could pick them up and throw them.
Yeah.
Of course, Jason Momoa could probably pick her up and throw her pretty far. Too bad he didn't.
Yeah.
But as a matter of fact, straight into the ocean and hope she can't swim. But you know, unfortunately, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm so disappointed in him, and I mean, it really does. It hurts me.
Yeah.
But I won't. I don't care what he's in. I will not go and see. And anybody else that speaks up for her, same goes. And that may mean that there's several actors out there that I truly love to watch.
Yeah.
That I will not see again because I will not support people who support a liar, a cheat. I just can't.
Well, I think it says a lot about how she's. And it goes back to that op-ed thing, the way she wages her battles.
She is extremely manipulative. She is very good at it.
Yeah.
If she was not, she wouldn't have gotten this far.
Right. But it's interesting because Johnny, I've never seen him address any of this in interviews.
He refuses.
Yeah,
As
he's
far as
not
he's
talking about
concerned,
it.
it is not for public opinion.
Right. And so it's just like, she issued a statement. He didn't issue a statement right
Nope.
before the trial.
Nope.
This is how she wages her fight.
Because
You
as far
know?
as she's concerned, she wants her personal life out there.
Yeah.
What
Well, that's just like even
the parts that she wants you to see anyway.
Yeah, that's even like the
But
all the nudes of her that were released while she was with Johnny or at released afterwards, and
right.
I have nothing to prove this. It is nothing but my own supposition, so let me make that clear. I've always wondered if she didn't release them.
I you're not the only one.
Just because of the way she when
Approached it when it happened.
well, and the way she tries to use whatever she can to get her name out there,
Absolutely.
whether it's, oh, I was abused,
Oh, honey, any
or
publicity is good publicity.
yeah.
Baby, let me tell you, it's not true.
Yeah.
Because once it all comes out, and once she's proved to be a liar, if she ever works in Hollywood again,
Yeah.
oh, you're gonna have a riot. It's gonna be bad. It is gonna be nasty. And
Yeah.
I'm telling you that right now because Johnny's fans, we are many and we are everywhere.
I do wonder, aside from Aquaman 2,
I don't
what
think she's
else?
been in anything else.
Yeah, that's what I
Not
was about to
recently.
say. Or if does she have anything coming up? I mean,
And the only reason that she was kept on in Aquaman 2
yeah.
is because Jason Momoa said he'd quit if they fired her.
Right.
Once again, sorry, Jason. Bye.
Yeah, because I know there was a huge effort to try and get her,
Removed.
removed from it.
Well, I mean, think about it. It would only be fair. Johnny is being removed from the movies that he was scheduled to play in
Right.
because of this trial. There are doubts on both sides. It's only right that she not be able to participate in the movies that she was scheduled for as well. That just makes sense.
Yeah.
But no, they refused to lose Momoa, so she kind of tagged along for the ride. So, I hope she's good at what she does, Jason, because
So it says here that, in 2019 she had small roles in three independent films. In 2020 she was, of course, in The Stand, which bombed on.
Gee, I wonder, because I love The Stand, and I heard it was actually really good.
Now I watched it and it was awful.
But the reason I refused to watch it was because she was in it, and I'm not the only one.
Yeah. Says she's next going to appear in Aquaman of the Lost Kingdom, which is 2023.
Yeah, good luck with that, baby.
And she's been cast in a period drama called In the Fire. Activism, says she promised to donate half of her divorce settlement to the ACLU. But it, you know.
7 million was the quoted amount.
She also wrote an op-ed piece on the subject of revenge porn, which was published in by the New York
And oh
Times.
gee, what did she use for that platform? Let me guess. The pictures that were released.
Right.
Oh my goodness.
Well, she also spoke to Capitol Hill
And
about that experience.
you guys can't see it because this is not a visual thing, but yeah, I'm rolling my eyes so badly you should be able to hear it.
Yeah, she has supported Planned Parenthood, which I'm good with that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody can be completely evil, let's hope, and live to be as old as she is. But, the good does not outweigh the bad. I'm sorry, I don't give a damn. If she offered to, support Planned Parenthood monetarily for the next 5 years, still wouldn't make up for it.
And just something else to tell you what kind of person she is. Of course, she pled guilty to falsifying quarantine documents back with her dogs, when they flew them into
Oh,
Australia.
but you falsified. That was just something little. No, that was a That was a huge federal legal, you know, deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, y'all go ahead and not y'all, not my listeners, y'all. So don't get offended. But yeah, those that support Amber, y'all continue.
Okay. So at the present time, she has not yet given her money to the ACLU, but it's because she says, in 2021, Heard's legal team stated that she had been delayed in that because of Mr. Depp filing lawsuits against her, and consequently, she has been forced to spend millions of dollars
But that has
defending herself.
nothing to do with her divorce agreement. You
Right.
have the money. You promised it one place that was legally binding,
Right.
and you did not do it. Guess what? That makes you in breach of contract.
Yeah. So she says that it's his fault she hasn't been able to do
Of
that.
course it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, find me something, anything, anything
That's not his
that's
fault.
not his fault, according to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all. And I know every single one of y'all listening to me right now, y'all are standing up with me, and I know y'all are all as pissed off as I am.
Yeah, I would imagine that the majority of our listeners are on the Justice for Johnny side.
Absolutely.
And don't worry, I mean, we're not going to turn like the podcast into a a
A
court TV
platform. No, not at
podcast,
all. This
but
is going to be the only time you hear about this on the podcast. Now, I will be updating the blog. Hush.
okay.
I will be updating the blog, and you will find any of the legal issues and things that happen under the heading Depp, Johnny's Depp position.
Deposition. I do think that's brilliant.
So,
So that's great. Yes.
you know, and there might be parts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 through 20. I don't know.
Yeah.
But whenever I find something that seems pertinent to to talk about or to blog about, I will certainly make sure that it gets on the blog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am going on vacation.
Yeah.
Computer's going with me. My podcast is going with me, and we're going to keep you guys in the loop. We're going to keep you updated.
Yeah, and so we shouldn't miss any
No, we
weeks.
shouldn't miss any podcasts at
But
all.
yeah, but it may sound a little different eventually because we might not be in the same room.
Right,
But
right.
but yeah, it should be fine. So.
But yeah, might sound a little bit different, but hey, it's still the same old us.
Yep.
So.
So I think we mentioned last week, if you are interested in following the trial, there's a couple of different ways you can do it.
Follow
Yeah, you can follow our
my
blog. If you want to watch it yourself, it is going to be streaming on the Court TV app, which is
Right.
free.
And you can get that free if you've got Fire TV, or if you've got the smart TVs or
Yep.
anything where you can do the streaming thing. Just download the Court TV app. You can get
Yeah.
all of the information right there.
And apparently, you can also just go to the Court TV website.
Right, which
They
you can
stream it
do
there
from your
too.
computer, your phone, your tablet, whatever.
Yeah. So we downloaded the Court TV app just for this.
Yes, we did.
So yeah, we'll see how it goes. I haven't even opened it yet to see what it's like. But
Well, yeah,
I used to
very
watch Court TV back in the old days. I would sometimes just watch trials.
right.
I mean, I remember watching the OJ trial and that kind of
Yeah,
stuff.
Barry's just
But
hoping he won't come home to find his TV in a wall with a hole through it.
that's that yeah, that's true. It's
So
true. Maybe I should like, print out like some Amber Heard pictures or something and you can just beat those.
you want holes in your walls?
Well, I'm I don't know. We like I don't attach it to a pillow or something. So. All
Nah, we'll be fine.
right, so we're 30 minutes in now.
Okay. I had to get this off my chest. It's really bothering me.
Yeah.
And like I said, the fact that people still support and believe her with the preponderance of evidence
Yeah.
that shows just exactly what she's capable of and what she has done and what she's willing to do.
Yeah.
It kills me. So,
Yeah.
I've said it before, I'll say it again, you'll hear it every damn time I mention this. Justice for Johnny Depp. Hell yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, I mean, I think even if you're not a Johnny Depp fan, I mean, if you look at the evidence that's out there, you should be pissed off at her. I mean, if I were a woman, I would be incredibly pissed off at women who make up these kind of stories,
Because it
who
takes.
do false rape charges and things like that, because
See,
I mean, that
my.
just hurts people who legitimately have these issues, and there's
And
so
well, see,
many
I
people.
believe, and this is my personal belief, and there are actively trying to push through a law at this time that women who falsely and can be proven. Now, I'm not saying the woman says rape and they cannot find the man guilty. I'm not
Oh,
saying
no,
that.
yeah, agreed.
I'm saying that if a woman falsely accuses a man of rape, she can be arrested, she can be charged for that, because that is an allegation that will stay with that man forever and do irreparable damage
Well, yeah, I mean,
to
that's
him.
just like, I
And
mean,
I
I'm
believe the
a.
same thing should be for abuse victims. If someone falsely accuses someone of abuse, they should be able to be brought up on charges because of the damage that can do.
And that's the sad thing is, even if Johnny wins the case, they're always it's
There's
always going to be a
always going to be
taint.
people.
I mean, that's just like, if in my job, if somebody were to accuse me of something, even if it were proven that it didn't happen,
Yeah,
I would probably still never be able to keep working in my position
you would never be
because
able to find work in that same field again.
there would
Yeah.
always be, questions. And sometimes the accusation enough is enough to destroy somebody's career.
Right.
And hopefully, like I said, there are people who, again, like, I mean, I always bring up Mel Gibson. The fact that Mel Gibson's career has finally come back around, and I, to me, what he did was awful, and it may, reveals him to be an awful human being, makes me think that surely Johnny deserves to get his career back. You
Absolutely.
know,
I mean, we love
hopefully.
him. He's an amazing actor.
Yeah.
And taking him off of the movies where he did so well
Yeah.
in the first one or two, as far as the Grindelwald, or the first two or three, as far as the
Pirates.
Pirates, is just
I'd go
as
so
he's
far as to say the first four Pirates, but
well,
we agree that fifth one,
yeah.
Yeah. Everybody strikes out at least once.
But yeah, it just hurts my heart that he's being, persecuted, and that, he's losing so much over this. When, like I said, his biggest mistake was marrying the wrong woman.
Well, and I just hate it because
So,
he is getting older and, he's not going to act forever and he's
guys,
missing out on big years.
Hiddleston, he's dating a woman that's only a few years younger than him. Bravo.
Yeah.
Guys, Johnny, leave them babies alone. All they're gonna do is fuck you up.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, especially, somebody like Johnny's like, I mean, if you wanted to, if he wanted to fuck her, fine, okay. But
Kidding, right?
he made the mistake in thinking that it was going to be.
He is a romantic.
I know.
And he is, oh God, he's such a romantic.
Yeah.
And, he wants to believe it.
Yeah.
He creates the romance and then he wants to believe in it as well. And
And look,
there's nothing wrong with that, but.
as a middle-aged guy, I get. It makes you feel young, it makes you feel, all that kind of stuff. I get that, but I mean, let's be serious. I mean, there's not that much you really have in common.
I don't know, though. He's still such a child at heart sometimes.
I know, but he's, you know what I mean.
But there is such a difference in the way they were raised, the whole culture thing. The one thing that pops into my head is he was at a meet and greet, and a younger girl came up to him and said, "Johnny, you my bae." BAE, before all else. BAE, bae.
Right.
He had no clue what she was talking about.
Yeah.
And he's like, "My God, dear, what was that?"
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not quoting exactly because I can't remember remember his exact words, but it was something similar to that. You know, it's there's so much difference there.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I mean, if I wasn't around teenagers constantly, I have no doubt that I would be totally lost with.
If I did not have my 19-year-old children,
yeah,
one of which, Michael Mars, peace baby, best of luck to you. He's on his way right now on a bus, on his way to basic training. He'll start basic tomorrow. He'll be in for 10 weeks. So, kid, if you get the chance, if you hear this, just want you to know my heart's with you. I love you. You stay safe.
Yeah. Definitely.
And, of course, my daughter, Faye, who is also our editor, and she's working with 3D modeling and is going to create us a studio to put as our header for the podcast or the blog or wherever we want to use it.
Nice.
She's actually very talented when it comes to that. She mixes music. She does mashups. God, what else? She's an extremely talented spray paint artist.
Nice.
Matter of fact, I may go ahead and post some of the pictures I've got of the planetary scenes that she's done.
Oh yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, she's very brilliant. And she's very talented, and you know, I love to be able to color my own.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so are we going to move on to the?
Yes.
Okay.
We are done ranting.
Yes.
And we are going to try to put the thing out of our heads for now.
Yes.
Until tomorrow when I have to watch the court.
Yeah.
I pulled up a couple of things. One of the things I pulled up is, you know, I keep my lists.
Yes.
I have my lists of facts. I have my lists of quotes. I have my lists of trivia. Hopefully I'll be able to do something with any or all of this.
Right.
But, you know, I just like having it.
Yeah, yeah.
That way, if somebody says, hey, by the way, what was that, I can go,
right.
Ding, there it is. But something caught my eye. I pulled up the quotes that I have attributed to Johnny.
Okay.
Several things actually caught my attention. One of them, of course, everybody knows I've got my tattoos and I love them dearly. Johnny says, my body is my journal and my tattoos are my story.
Nice.
So, Johnny actually, when he was younger, 12 to 15, when his parents divorced, he turned to self-harm.
Mm-hmm.
So, a lot of his tattoos cover, you know, some of his self-harm scars.
Right.
Which, for the longest time, he, you know, did the long sleeves. He didn't, you know, didn't show off his arms and stuff.
Right.
But nowadays, he uses that to kind of, you know, he's not ashamed of the fact anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's more along the lines of, this is not the way to go. This did not help anything. This, you know.
Right.
So, you know, once again, bravo, Johnny. Thank you. Because I've had kids, I've had friends that turn to the razor blades and the cell phone.
Yeah.
And it's not a pretty picture, and it can get even more complicated with, you know, infections, and, you know, then you've got all the scarring, and then you've got,
right,
just blah, 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 one thing on top of the other. So, you know, it's nice to have someone that's respected to step out and say, okay, look, I get it.
Right.
I get it. I truly do, but not the way to go.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Yep.
Speaking of, we're all damaged in our own way. Nobody's perfect. I think we're all somewhat screwy. Every single one of us.
Yeah.
And along the same lines, I think everybody's weird. We should all celebrate our individuality and not be embarrassed or ashamed of it.
Yeah, I like that one too.
Oh, yeah. And to start with, when I started doing the quotes, mm-hmm, I was doing both, of course, Hiddleston and Depp.
Right.
And, you know, page after page after page of Hiddleston quotes.
Yeah.
But it took me a little bit digging down deep, you know, to find some Johnny Depp quotes.
Which is surprising, since he's been in the public eye for so long.
He tends to keep to himself.
Yeah.
I mean, he really does. But one of my favorite quotes is, and let me, I gotta pull it up so I get it right. If you love two people at the same time, choose the second. Because if you really loved the first one, you wouldn't have fallen for the second.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that one before.
Yeah, I really like that one. And one of his that I've heard him say several times, keep moving forward and don't give a shit about what anybody thinks. Do what you have to do for you. And you know that hits.
Right.
talking about his kids. When kids hit 1 year old, it's like hanging out with a miniature drunk. You have to hold on to them. They bump into things. They laugh and cry. They urinate. They vomit.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of truth in that one too.
Don't take it too seriously. It's meant as a joke. I get where he's coming from, but this sounds like something not my mother. I mean, you know my mom.
Yeah.
It, not my mother. My mother would not have said this. My father, however,
Okay.
one of the greatest pieces of advice I've ever gotten in my life was from my mom. When I was a little kid, there was a kid who was bugging me at school, and she said, "Okay, I'm going to tell you what to do. If the kid's bugging you and he puts his hands on you, you pick up the nearest rock."
Damn. Okay. Okay.
That's the quote.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Wow.
that would have been my dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd have to, I'd have to confirm. Well, what do you mean by bugging you? Because yeah, I don't know about the rock thing. If they're just being annoying, but.
I've mentioned this quote several times right after he did the first Pirates movie. He says, my daughter was asked by a little old lady in a London hotel restaurant what her daddy did. She looked at her and said, he's a pirate.
Yeah.
I was very proud of that answer. But yeah, once he did the Pirates of the Caribbean,
Yeah.
all of a sudden her daddy was not an actor anymore. He was a
Right.
pirate.
He's a pirate. Yeah.
Absolutely. But I said I wasn't going to mention it again. I lied. A lot of these quotes just you. This gives you insight into the type of man
Yeah.
that Johnny is.
I wonder, I've never seen anything, but I mean, I wonder if did Amber have any kind of relationship at all with his kids?
I would sincerely doubt it. I'm
Yeah.
not because I don't know either way. I've not seen
Yeah.
as well, but I'll have to look it up because I'm not sure exactly when Rose was born. Lily Rose, but they couldn't have been much different in age.
Well, I mean, Lily's acting now, so she's got to be in her 20s. So she
Right.
was born in like 2000 or
Actually,
something.
I can look that up right quick. Give me just a
Yeah.
second.
But yeah, it just occurred to me that I was curious.
But
Because I
yeah,
mean, I
give
know
me
that.
just a second. I can look up her Wikipedia page. Let's see. Born 27 May 1999, so she is 23
23.
years old.
Okay.
So yeah, Amber is Nessie. She was 24 when her and Johnny married. They
That
married
was in
in
2012.
2013. Was it 2012? 2013.
Oh, I don't know. They started seeing each other, I think, in 2012.
Okay. So yeah, there's only maybe 6 to 8 years difference between her and Lily.
Because I know Amber, her child just had her first birthday because she had a surrogate. Amber's 35, so she's 13 years or 12 years older
Okay,
than
so
him.
there's a bit more difference than I assumed. So,
Yeah.
but yeah, still.
I think she was in Pineapple Express. I don't remember in Pineapple.
I don't remember her in anything she's been in. Sorry.
Says her first role was in All the Boys Love Mandy Mullane.
I've never even heard of that movie.
I've seen it,
You've
but
seen it? Of
yeah,
course, you do watch some of the weirdest shit.
I mean, I watch a lot of horror movies, but I don't know. I don't remember. She may have starred in it for all I know, but I don't remember that. So I don't know.
And I quote, when I said he's such a child at heart,
yeah.
Growing old is unavoidable, but never growing up is possible. I believe you can retain certain things from your childhood if you protect them. Certain traits, certain places where you don't let the world go.
Nice. That sounds like something he would have said around the time he was doing Neverland, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Laugh as much as you breathe and love as long as you live. That's another one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I don't pretend to be Captain Weird. I just do what I do. They stick you with these names, these labels, Rebel or whatever. Whatever they like to use, because they need a label. They need a name. They need something to put the price tag on the back of.
Nice.
And he's never been one. We've discussed it before. Never been one to go mainstream.
Right.
Some of his movies have hit mainstream, Pirates being one of them. There's been several others that made it mainstream. But that wasn't his ultimate goal. His ultimate goal was not to be a movie star.
Right.
His ultimate goal was to do what he does to the best of his ability.
Right.
And the only way he can do that is to take the roles, the parts that speak to him. And if you look at his filmography, I guess.
Right.
I mean, think about it. Edward Scissorhands. Transcendence is another.
Yeah.
All of these movies, every role he's taken, speaks to the kind of person that he is.
Right.
Because he's never gone for the money.
Right.
He's always, always taken the roles that mean something to him.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's why we love him. That's why he is such a huge icon.
Yeah.
And has been for years. I mean, he's been in movies that I've never heard of.
Yeah.
Until I started researching to do the podcast and stuff, I'd never heard of The Brave.
Yeah.
You know, I never heard of Chocolat, and that's actually a big one.
I saw Minimata is available for rental streaming now.
Oh, we may have to do that.
Yeah, I saw that last night was available.
Sorry, another quote just caught my eye. Johnny, I can't ever see you doing it, hon. But he says, I'm an old-fashioned guy. I want to be an old man with a beer belly sitting on a porch looking at a lake or something.
Well, you know, we talked about it earlier, you know, that, I mean, he's looked ageless for so long. It's only been in the last year or two that I think
he's... No,
it's
only been since this frigging court case.
Yeah, he started to show his age. He but still looks younger than he is.
Oh, my God. But, same time.
Yeah. So I would love. I hope the trial does not last forever, and afterwards he is able to move on.
I hope he's able to. I hope he gets the. There's no way. Okay. Mind going 1,000 miles a minute, and my mouth can't keep up.
Right.
There's no way for him to get the justice that he deserves.
Yeah.
That would be to rewind time. And to remove all of this so it never happened. That's
right.
The justice that he deserves.
Right.
He can't have that. Let's hope he gets as much of the justice he deserves as we all believe.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's been priceless, really.
Oh, yeah.
To people of my generation. To our upbringing, to our growth, to our, you know, our knowledge base and our thought patterns. And, you know, he's been in every step of our development.
Right.
You know, whether he chose to be or not. So, yeah, we definitely hope that that he gets enough justice that he can let this go.
Right.
And can move on and hopefully find someone like me, but find someone that will love and appreciate and support him in the manner which he so truly deserves.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, because I mean, God knows he definitely deserves it. If there's anyone who deserves that kind of faith and love and support, it's him. Yeah, and no, I'm not saying he's perfect.
Right.
I've got people, nobody's like that, nobody's that. No, I'm not saying he's perfect.
Yeah.
Nobody's perfect. But he's not the monster.
Yeah.
You know, that's hiding in the closet at night.
Yeah.
Although, sorry, just picturing.
Am hiding in the closet?
Am hiding in the closet at night.
Yeah.
Although, technically, I guess he kind of is, since I have t-shirts with his face on it.
There you go. There you go. Yeah.
Of course, Hiddleston's hiding under my bed, but that's only when I drop my pillow.
Yeah. I was going to say, usually he's in the bed. So, yeah.
That's only when I drop the pillow.
Yeah. So, do we have any interesting Johnny trivia?
I do, actually. Let's see. Let's see. I'm just gonna random.
Okay.
We're gonna scroll. Okay. All right. Name the movie. His character has brownish hair with gray at the temples, and he always wears suits and is very smart looking in glasses. He's also a bit of an asshole.
That would be The Ninth Gate.
Very good.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite Johnny films. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the second movie he was ever in, he played a private first class by the name of Lerner.
Platoon.
Very good.
Yeah.
Actually, you should be asking these.
Yeah, although I'm shocked. I'm 2 for 2.
Oh, you won't know this one because you've not seen. Well, you say you've not seen the movie, although I swear I sat here and watched it.
Well, then I know what the movie is because we've argued about this before.
Subtle, yeah. Zesty, disgusting.
So I suppose that's Chocolat,
yes,
which I've never seen. Oh, okay. All right.
And I've seen the movie.
All right.
In what movie is the line, "I'm not dead, am I?"
Huh.
And there are several movies with that line, but only one where Johnny Depp says it.
Yeah, you know, these things jump. All right, my first thought, and it's not my answer, my first thought was going to be Dark Shadows. But I think that's not it. I'm going to say it's the third Pirates film.
Nope. The movie is called Dead Man.
I've never seen it.
I have seen it once.
Okay.
And it's an independent film. It's very different. Mm-hmm. It kind of goes along the same lines as Brave.
Okay. Which I haven't seen that either.
Well, Brave you can't find. You can't get around here.
Yeah.
In the States. It's just not available. But I did watch Dead Man, and like I said, it's very different. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But the line "I'm not dead, am I?" The first thing I thought of was when the Vampire Lestat and Louis have the whores in the at the house, and he kicks over the table, and it's a coffin, and he throws her in the coffin.
But Johnny's not in that movie.
I know he's not.
Okay.
That's what I said. The line is in a lot of
okay,
movies.
All right, okay.
But yeah, he kicks open the table and it's a coffin. And
right.
He throws her in the coffin. She says, "I'm not dead, am I?"
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, this one's easy.
But yeah, the "I'm not dead" line, I could just hear Captain Jack saying it, you know. But
actually, I could too. And as you said,
yeah, in the third one, exactly. That's, yeah, but. Yeah.
Although, I really, really, really feel kindred spirit to Jack Sparrow in the third movie.
Yeah.
Is there no one who came to save me just because they missed me?
Yeah.
A hat for a hat, or a cat for a hat, a hat. Oh, yeah. This was a good one, and this goes along with history as well as the movie.
Okay.
At the beginning of the film, The Libertine, Johnny Depp's character, the Earl of Rochester, has been banished to the country. Why was he banished?
I assume he had sex with someone he shouldn't have had sex with.
No.
Okay.
He wrote an explicit poem about the king.
Oh, okay. All right. So I haven't seen The Libertine either. Oh, yeah, no, I have not.
Wow.
Almost did a spit take.
Well, you bought that movie for me. And
Yeah,
you've
but I've
never
never
seen
seen
it?
it. Yeah.
God, if my daughter will bring my movies to
Yeah.
you, definitely watch that one. Oh, yeah. What movie does Johnny's character say, "I really want to be a good person"?
It's a lot that could be. I'm gonna say Public Enemy or Public Enemies.
What's eating Gilbert Grape?
Ah, I
2000.
haven't seen that movie since the 90s. You watched it, but I didn't watch
The
it.
Who has a brief appearance as a hitchhiker in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas? I love this one. Ties in nicely with the MCU. Once again, another 6 degrees of separation that's going down in the books.
All right, so I have not seen Fear and Loathing,
I could
but I
only,
will
guys,
guess.
I could only watch about the first 15 minutes.
Oh.
It's a total acid trip.
Yeah, that's what I've
And
heard.
the thing about it is, been there, done that. Yeah, I
Yeah.
couldn't take
I'm gonna
it.
say Paul Bettany.
No, Tobey Maguire.
Really? Okay, all right. Huh.
Which, when I get up off my ass and quit being lazy, I'm going to have a running post of, 6 degrees of separation
Right.
between Hiddleston and Depp.
All right.
Here is another point. Paul Bettany is a point. Benedict Cumberbatch is a point. Tobey
Toby Maguire.
Maguire apparently is a point. Iron Man.
Yeah, RDJ.
RDJ.
Yep.
There's so many different. These guys gotta know each other. They
Yeah.
have to know each other. Oh
Yeah, I mean, I could see them not hanging out, but
no, I cannot see
yeah,
them hanging out at all.
no.
But I have to say though, I love my TikTok, and I've, in other episodes, given shout outs to, my TikTok
Yeah.
compilers and everybody. But there's one, they say, introduce your past comfort character
Yeah.
to your current comfort character. And it's Johnny Depp going, "Hey man, tell me, how's she doing?" And Tom Hiddleston going, "The bitch is crazy, take her back." I'm like, yup, there we go. But yeah, it's just apparently I'm not the only one, and you guys listening, y'all proving it to me every freaking week. I'm not the only one. Thanks a lot, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Every now and then it's nice to be unique. Not this time. By the way, I've got a good joke for you.
Okay.
How do you catch a unique rabbit?
Don't know.
Unique up on
Wow.
it. How do you catch a tame rabbit?
How?
Same way.
Jeez. That actually makes my head hurt.
Have jokes worse than dad jokes.
Wow. Right, I have a joke for you. And I apologize in advance. Why did Johnny Depp lose his court case?
You're treading on thin ice.
I know. Do you know?
Why?
Because he didn't have herd immunity. I got another one for you.
What do Johnny Depp and Matt Damon have in common?
Oh God.
They were both Winona Riders. Yeah.
That's so bad.
What does Johnny Depp yell in the jungle?
What?
When a tree falls. I'm sorry, when a tree falls in the forest.
I
Tim
heard it.
Burton.
Oh, oh, here's a good one. Here's a good quote. I love this.
Okay.
Now, just to preface it a little bit, one of the last times Johnny went to jail.
Okay. All right.
Hey, we've all been, well, most of us have been there.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
He actually was incarcerated for, he was incarcerated for 6 hours for, the paparazzi were following him.
Right.
He was trying to get rid of them. They wouldn't leave him alone, so he reached into a dumpster bin and pulled out a 2x4 piece of wood
Okay.
and turned around and started walking toward them. That's all. He didn't hit anybody. He didn't. No violence. He just picked up the 2x4 and pretty much told them if they didn't leave him alone,
Right.
heads would roll. But he says the beauty, the poetry of the fear in their eyes. I don't mind going to jail for what, 5, 6 hours? It was absolutely worth it. Course, I'm wondering if Roadkill the Possum, or no, I'm sorry, Roadkill the Armadillo
Yeah.
from Django was the same armadillo that snuck into his hotel
Well,
room and trashed it.
obviously, obviously. Yeah. He, I mean, he came up with a good excuse. You like to
Oh,
hurt immunity,
herd immunity. Yeah, okay, I have to admit, that was pretty good.
Yeah. And the Winona Riders, I like that too.
Hey, I still think that's, they both should dump whoever they're dealing with, and they should get together now and.
I mean, I still wish, I don't know why, I've never met the lady, but I still wish that Johnny had stayed with what was her name? The,
Prettiest?
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They were together for a long time and
Oh, and they were so hot together.
yeah, and apparently they're still friendly
They're
at
very,
least.
well,
So
they're actually friends,
yeah.
which I don't know if that says a lot or a little about their relationship when they were together.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're actually friends, and that's amazing.
Yeah.
Of course, given the years apart, I can see it.
Right, yeah.
But
But I mean, I never heard about them being like estranged even immediately after.
no, not
So,
ever.
yeah.
But the kids have a lot to do with that.
Right.
You can be friendly without being friends.
Right.
So, I mean, maybe that's the way they worked it until there was enough distance
Right.
to actually cement that whole friendship thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have, that's one of the pictures that I do have that I'm just so completely jealous. There's total nudity, but there's nothing showing. And it's of Prettiest laying on her back with Johnny laying across her chest.
Right.
And he's got the long hair and it's like spilling down his shoulders, and she's got the long hair and it's spilling across her shoulder. It's just gorgeous.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what, I'll post that one on the blog
Okay. All right.
because it is gorgeous. It really is beautiful.
So, we're at 1 hour and 5 minutes now. But if you still have some more good stuff,
Well,
or
it's all Johnny. It's all good stuff.
yeah.
But yeah, we really just want to make sure that y'all all know We support Johnny.
Yep, definitely.
Absolutely always. Johnny, we love you. We support you. We believe you. And, unless there's a lot of evidence, hard, cold facts that have not come to light yet, that's where I'm gonna be. Because, you look at all the facts, you look at everything that's come to light,
Yeah.
take it all straight up. I mean, without any bias, there's only one side you're gonna follow.
Right.
So, we believe you, we love you, justice for Johnny Depp, and we'll see you guys next week. Depp Heads and Hillstoners@yahoo.com, DeppHeadsHiddleStoners.com for the blog,
Yep.
or you can reach us through BarryReese.net.
Yep.
Anything else?
I don't think so. Next up, of course, we'll be going back to Tom Hiddleston.
Yes. I think we're gonna do another episode of Loki. I'm
Okay.
getting a Loki itch.
Episode
So
two?
yeah, we gotta do a
Okay.
Loki fix.
All right. Because, yeah, I know at one point you had threatened with like going, like just jumping around random order on the series. And I can't do that. So, all right.
Well,
Episode two.
in order to preserve Barry's peace of mind,
Yeah,
we'll do episode two next week.
I can't go episode one, episode seven, episode two. No,
Are
I
you
know.
serious? You really can't align like that?
Why would I want to?
I
It
didn't
makes
say
no
are you
sense.
wanting to or not. I said, could you?
I mean, if it's something like this where it's a continued storyline, yeah, you need to go in order. If it's like an episodic thing, like the old Star Trek, yeah, you can do any episode because they're all out of, it doesn't matter. But this one, it goes one to the other. So yeah, you go in order. Anyway, we'll be back.
Wait. Before we cut off, I actually got to thinking there was one episode where you asked me what role I would like to see both Johnny Depp, and Hiddleston in. And Hiddleston's answer was kind of lame. Because I said I'd like to see him in any kind of Magic Mike role.
Right.
Actually, I was thinking, and I've said it before, but I just wanted to put a fine point on it. I'd love to see him as maybe the first mate on a Pirates movie with Johnny as the captain.
Nice. Okay. All right. Here's a question for you that you can answer in the next one because you'll want to
All
think
right.
about it. All right. If you could swap them in any of their roles, so in other words, any Johnny Depp role, would you want to see Tom Hiddleston in that role? And in one of Hiddleston's roles, what would you want to see Johnny Depp in? And it could be from obviously Johnny's been, we could be young Johnny, modern Johnny, whatever. Whatever would fit that role. So, if you were going to swap them
Oh
as
wow.
characters,
Oh wow.
what would it
Okay.
be?
Yeah, that's gonna
So,
take some thought. So we'll get back with that at the next episode.
all right.
Anyway, guys, be safe, be careful. We love you. Have a great day.